We'll say this Shabbos we have the incredible zechus to read Megillas Koheles, and Koheles is always quite interesting in general, because just the tone of Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, what exactly it means, and also the notion that Sukkis, which is Zman Simchasenu, we go ahead and we read this Megillah, which is so heavy, and ultimately, again, seems to go ahead and say all of the things that we put emphasis on in life are all havel havalim, are all nothing. Okay, so there's a lot of Torah as to how I read Koheles on Sukkis, but I just want to share with you just an incredibly beautiful insight that I saw by the Chidushi Harim. By the Chidushim, listen to this. So the pasuk, right, the opening pasuk, the second pasuk in Koheles, havel havalim amar Koheles, havel havalim akol havel. Literally, again, it's supposed to say, havel havalim literally means what? Right? Nothingness, right? Nothingness of nothingness. Amar Koheles, Koheles Shlomo HaMelech said, akol havel. Everything is nothing. So it's quite an opener, right? Everything is nothing. And I will say, there must be something more to it, because, again, it's not true. Meaning, think about this in just a moment. Sukkis is the Yom Tov Avisamachta Bechagecha. And so much of Avisamachta Bechagecha is material joy, right? Eid Simcha Ela Babasar Bayayin. There is so much a focus on the material. So Shlomo is saying, everything is nothing. Everything is nothing. Okay, I understand everything is fleeting. Right, don't put emphasis on the wrong things, but what's the pshat? Suppose that the Chidush Harim says something so incredibly beautiful, and you'll see why I thought about it in the sukkah right now. But and I think about it, but I was going to say it later, but it fits in the sukkah. Listen to what the Chidush Harim writes. Achar Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Shebnei Yisrael Nitar Me'avon Oseim, V'nimchu Lahem Kol Chateim. So I say, after Yomim Noroim, so a person is totally forgiven. So everything is forgiven. But say, what happens when you're totally forgiven? Everything is cleansed. Tabla rasa, blank slate. Na'ase hevel pihem minuka umetsuraf. It will say, even the hevel pihem, even the very breath of my mouth, becomes pure. Everything is pure. Now, kimo tinokos sha'ola miskayim hevel pihem. So, you know, the Gemara says, Eina ola miskayim ela behevel pien shel tinokos beis rabon. The world is only upheld. The world is only exists because of the hevel pien, the breath, right? The breath that comes out from children learning Torah. Because we'll say the breath of children learning Torah, it's pure. Sometimes adults learn Torah, our intentions aren't always pure, right? I enjoy it intellectually, maybe not spiritually. I want to look smart, I want to feel smart. There's peer pressure. There's a variety. Okay, still learn. It doesn't matter what your motivation is. Just learn. Who cares? But at the end of the day, children's Torah, they're pure. That's in olam is kind of elav hevel pim shaltinokos beis rabban. The world is only sustained through the breath of young children learning Torah. Says the Chidush Harim. A Jew goes through Yomim Noraim. I am so totally purified that even what? Even the breath that comes out of my mouth is as pure as the breath of young school children. Is as pure as the breath, as the Hevel Pien, Shel Tinokos Veis Rabban. Says the Kotzker. Hakol Miskayim BeHevel Pien, V'lachein Korim Koheles B'Sukkis. So the Chidush says that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Havel havalim amar koheles, havel havalim hakol havel. Then at this, we'll say, what's havel? Oh, it's not working now. Right? It was working before. Right? That's what I thought about this in the sukkah. Right? We'll say, what's havel? Havel means your breath. See, during the rest of the year, my breath is compromised. Right? It's not a hygiene statement. Right? That's right. My breath is compromised. Why? Because at the end of the day, I'm not pure. I'm not pristine. I'm not spiritually luminescent, right? I'm coming because of my averus. But comes this time of year, I've gone through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Tzimi, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and I'm about to say, I'm pure. And not only am I pure in my actions, not only am I pure in my neshama, but havel havalim, even the breath that comes out of my mouth is pure as well. Everything about me is pure. As such, says the Chidush Harim, the pasuk is not a downer. Right, we always read this passage again. It's like a collective going, oh, right? Havel havalim amar koheles. No. Havel havalim amar koheles. You know that havel havalim? You know that breath of breaths, that breath that sustains the world? The breath of tinokos shel beis rabban? Hakol havel. Everyone has that breath this time of year. Everyone has that koach this time of year. This time of year, I am as pure as the school children. This time of year, I am as pure as a tinoka shel beis rabban. This time of year, not only is my neshama cleansed, not only are my actions cleansed, but the very breath that comes out of my mouth is cleansed as well. Havel havalim amar koheles. That breath that we yearn for, that we look at, that we pine for the whole year, and you wonder how it escaped us? Hakol havel. Everyone has that beautifully pure breath, the breath of Tinokos Beis Rabban, the breath that holds up the world, that belongs to all of us right now. And both say the trick, of course, is retaining it. Is retaining it. Halavai, we should be zocha to appreciate the great gift we have this time of year and find a way to hold on to it as we go into the year. Shkai Chalosai. A good night.
Your wife is retired to say it's perfect.